Turn with me, if you would, to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. I was talking to a brother who is very dear to me. And he was telling me how disheartened he was because he felt so far from the Lord. He just felt so far from the Lord. He said he felt like he was close at one time. And now he said he felt like he just had drifted away. And I know that many of you here think that I'm talking about you, because I have this conversation with brethren all the time. But I'll just go ahead and tell you, this particular brother is not from this congregation. I'm telling you all this because this is something that all of God's people experience. All of God's people. Every time that I have this conversation with a brother or sister, I say, I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly how you feel. Maybe that's a shock to people. You know, I'm a preacher and all that kind of stuff. But I know exactly how you feel. I have moments where I feel like the Lord is right beside me. And then in no time, it's like I'm all alone. I honestly feel all alone. Now, I know that Martin Luther said, feelings come, feelings go, feelings are deceiving. I know that he said that. And I know that's so. I know that's so. I know that, and I believe that. Our salvation is not dependent on our feelings. It's dependent on the finished work of Christ. But if it's possible to feel one way or the other, I would rather feel close to Him. I would. I would just rather feel close to Him. I would rather have the comfort and the reassurance of knowing that He's with me. Like David, I want to be able to say, Thou art with me. Thou art with me. So in thinking about this, for all of our benefit, I want us to look this morning at James chapter 4, verse 8. It says, just one line here, it says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. That is a promise from God's own word. Whatever your condition is, whatever your situation is, whatever your circumstance is, if you need Him, if you need to be with Him and have His presence with you, verse 8 says, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. Now for our Bible study, we're going to look at how do we do that? And I believe in my heart this will help God's people. I really believe in my heart this will help God's people. How does a child of God draw nigh, draw near to Him? Well, let's start here. Turn with me to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. First, let's acknowledge the fact that only God's chosen, redeemed people will draw nigh to Him. Let's start with this. All that the Father giveth me will come to me. Look at verse 44. It says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." No man or woman can come to Christ or draw near to Christ because his or her sin has separated him, them, us, all men and women, from Christ, from God. By nature, no man can come to him. And even if he could, by nature, no man would come to him. Look at chapter 5, verse 40. It says, "You will not come to me that you might have life." You will not come to me. It's not in the nature or the ability of a man or a woman to, of his or her own doing, come to Christ. You hear people say that all the time. Come to Christ. Come to Christ. That's impossible with man. That's impossible. It's not in a man or a woman's ability or nature to draw near to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God. Draw nigh to God. All the fullness of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit, is found in the person and the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. If a sinner is ever going to be made able and willing to draw nigh to God, God is going to have to draw that sinner nigh. God is going to have to make that sinner willing in the day of his power, and God is going to have to draw that sinner to Christ. God's going to have to do that. But back in John chapter 6, verse 37 says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. All who the Father draws will come, will be made willing, will be made able to come. So it's only by way of the Father that we come to Christ. And it's only by way of Christ that we come to the Father. Let me say that again. It's only by way of the Father that we come to Christ. And it's only by way of Christ that we come to the Father. Look with me at John 14. Verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So if a sinner draws nigh to God, God gets the glory for it. That's where we're going to start. If we're going to talk about drawing nigh to God, okay, just draw nigh to God. If a sinner draws nigh to God, God is going to get the glory for it. That's how I'm going to end this Bible study. If we make it all the way to the end, I'm going to repeat that. God gets the glory for it. And if God does indeed do that for us, if he does that glorious work for us, and if he creates that way for us to come to him, then he said, we can come boldly unto his throne of grace, that we may find mercy and grace to help in our time of need. If he has created that way, he said, you come with boldness. So, how do we do that? How do we come to him? How do we draw nigh when we really need him? How do we draw nigh? Well, turn with me now to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7, verse 7, it says, "Ask, and it shall be given you." Ask, and it shall be given you. Our Lord said this, coming off of the subject of prayer in chapter 6. Chapter 6, he's talking about praying. He said, "You ask, and it will be given you." I really think this will help us. We draw nigh to him in prayer, but here's the thing about it. We draw nigh to him in prayer, but here's the thing about it. When we feel far from Him, we usually feel so far we struggle even to pray. Do you know what I'm talking about? When we feel far from Him, it's like we can't even pray. When you desire to pray, but there's no emotion, I believe all of God's people can enter into this. You want to pray to Him so badly, but there's no emotion. And there's no connection. There's no sincerity in your prayer. You just feel like it's dead lip service. Has anybody ever been there? John Newton described it by saying, prayer, a task and burden prove. Well, I guess I need to pray. Let's all bow our heads. I'll pray. He said, tell me, you who love the Lord indeed, is it thus with you? In those moments, all right, in those moments, ask the Lord to put a prayer in your heart. In those moments, ask and you'll receive. Okay, we think, okay, well, I'm going to start praying. In those moments where you feel so far from Him, you just can't even pray to Him. Ask Him, draw nigh to God in that moment. And ask Him to put a prayer in you. Draw nigh to Him for prayer. I've put this to the test. I'm speaking from experience. I'm telling you, I'm speaking from experience. Preaching is relentless. Everything's relentless. Parenting is relentless. Work is relentless. Life is relentless. It's not that preaching is above anything else. It's just among it. Preaching is relentless. And you study and study and you prepare messages and you deliver messages and then you need another message and you want it to bless God's people. I don't want it to be dead lip service. And it's relentless, relentless. And in those moments where I have nothing left in me, I tell you all the time, I get up on Monday morning, every Monday morning, and think, now what? Every Monday morning. When you're in those moments where you're just so empty, you're just so empty, there's nothing there, draw nigh to Him. Ask Him to pray for you. Ask Him, number one, to pray for you. He said, Peter, I've prayed for you. In the same way that you would come up to your preacher or come up to whoever and say, hey, would you pray for me? Ask Him to pray for you. Lord, would you pray for me? I can't even pray to you. Would you pray for me? He said, Father, I've prayed for them. Ask the Lord to pray for you and ask the Lord to pray for you. When you're in those moments when you just don't feel like you can do it with sincerity and fervency in your heart, ask the Lord to do it for you. Draw nigh to God in that moment. If you ask Him to do that for you, He will. Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. Turn over to Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 26. Oh, I love this verse of Scripture. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. When you feel that distant, helpless place that we feel all the time, Draw nigh to God in prayer, for prayer. All right, here's the second thing. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter 2, verse 2, it says, as newborn babes, do this as a baby, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. As a baby, desire milk. That's telling us something. It's not talking about meat. It's talking about milk. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. When you're in those moments where you feel so far from the Lord and you want to hear from Him, you want to hear from Him, open His word. Now, just like in prayer, when we feel dead inside and we feel far from God, it is such a struggle to read. It's such a struggle to read. Does the scripture flow to you like the morning paper does? You get the latest big author book, the new next series. I can't wait, it's coming out, here it comes. Is it as hard to read that author's book as it is to read God's word? No. You hang on every word, don't you? We'll start reading and all of a sudden we realize, I have no idea what the last 10 verses just said. You ever done that? So what you do is you start over. You go back up and you start over, and then you get to the bottom and you say, I did it again. I didn't pay attention again. That's how most of my day is spent. When that happens, with prayer, asking the Lord to help you, do this. Find one verse of Scripture that has very simply spoken to your heart before and fed your heart before, and ask the Lord to spoon feed it to you again. Ask the Lord to just spoon feed that one verse to me again. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Oh, Lord, feed me with that. Come unto me. Lord, let me get a hold of three words. Come unto me. Just come unto me. Wouldn't you just love to get a hold of those three words? All ye that labor and are heavy laden, come to me. If you're labored, if you're heavy laden, come to me. I'll give you rest. Feed me, just feed me with that. Draw nigh to Him in prayer, for prayer. Draw nigh to the simple, sincere milk of His word, asking Him to spoon feed it to you. Here's the third thing. Turn with me to Matthew 18. Matthew 18, verse 20, it says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. If you want to draw nigh to God, draw nigh to His worship. Draw nigh to His worship. Gather with His saints. Where two or three are gathered together in His name, for the purpose of worshiping His name, that's where He is. He said, that's where I am. Now, here is the problem for us. When we don't feel close to the Lord, this is talking about moments where we don't feel close to the Lord. we don't feel that fervent heart. We feel cold and we feel dead. At best, the Lord called it lukewarm. That would be at best for us sometimes, just lukewarm. Here's the problem for us in those moments. We struggle to find that urgency to gather with God's saints. We just struggle to do it. We tell ourselves that we're too tired, we're too depressed, and we say, I wouldn't get anything out of it anyway. I would go, but I wouldn't even get anything out of it anyway. Try the Lord on that. Just try the Lord on that. In those moments where we're struggling to come and gather with God's saints, just draw nigh to God in worship and say to yourself, you know what? Worship is not about me anyway. If we could ever learn that, that would put a whole new spin on our worship. Worship is not about me anyway. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. And if I don't get anything out of it, it's not about me anyway. I'm here to present myself before Him and to worship Him. Just draw nigh to Him in worship and see if He doesn't draw nigh to you. Just see if He doesn't draw nigh to you. I can't tell you how many times I have heard, I wasn't going to come because I was so tired, I thought I'd just sleep through the whole thing. But I decided to come anyway, and man, the Lord woke me up. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. If you feel far, and this is for those who just feel far, if you feel far and distant, go with His saints. Go gather with His saints in the place where He said He would be, asking Him to pray for you and spoon feed you. Ask the Lord to spoon feed you. Lord, would you help the man preaching and take the words through him and spoon feed me with it and see if he doesn't warm your heart because of it. It's in his hands to do. He's going to get the glory for it. But just see if he doesn't warm your heart with it. I was going to give you an illustration. I don't have time. I'll give you the short version. You remember that? You know the story well about the man who, the brother who they saw less and less until they didn't see him, and the pastor went to visit him, and he was sitting by his fireplace, and the pastor scooped a coal and set the coal out by itself on the hearth, and that red hot coal just went black. And then the pastor laid it back on that pile of coals, and it got hot again. And the man said, thank you. Yeah, you're right. Go gather with God's saints. If you feel, just go gather with God's saints. See if he doesn't feed you. Draw nigh in prayer, draw nigh in the word, draw nigh in worship, gathering with the saints, hearing the gospel preached. One more, okay? Go to Romans 10. This comes through gathering with the saints, hearing the gospel preached. Romans 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We draw nigh to God in faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, hearing the gospel preached. That's how faith comes. The disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. Okay, well, here's how it happens. Faith comes by hearing the word of God preached, the gospel preached. And the gospel preached will always remind us of this. Even though we are far from Him, He is not far from us. That's what the gospel will remind us of. We may feel like He is nowhere in sight, but this is what He said. This is the good news of His word. Here's the gospel of His word. He said, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Never. And the faith that comes to us through the hearing of the gospel causes us to believe it. It causes us to believe that we were far from Him, but He came to us and He loved us even when we didn't love Him. He died for us, shed his blood for us, purchased us to himself. And he said, you're mine and you'll be mine forever. And in hearing that, faith causes us to say, even though I'm so unfaithful, even though I am so unfaithful, he is faithful forever. He is faithful forever. Even if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Even if I don't draw nigh to him, because of his promise and because of his covenant, he'll never stop drawing nigh to me. Never. That will warm a cold heart. That really will. His faithfulness, his prayer for us, his word to us, his gathering with us, and opening our eyes of faith to see that. There's a poem that said, far by nature and by practice, how very far from God. That's how we were. Yet now by grace brought nigh to him through faith in Jesus' blood. And now because of that, near, so very near to God, I cannot nearer be. For in the person of his Son, I am as near as he. As near as Christ is, that's how near we are. So I'll leave us with this statement, okay? If God will draw nigh to us, we will draw nigh to him. And him revealing to us and causing us to know our coldness and our deadness is him drawing nigh to us. Now let me repeat that. If God will draw nigh to us, we will draw nigh to him. And him revealing to us and causing us to know our coldness and our deadness is him drawing nigh to us. When we're in the middle of coldness and deadness, we don't know it. We're dead. You don't feel anything and you don't care. That's the problem, is you don't care. You know, it's like, I don't feel anything over not feeling anything. It's a bad state to be in. But when the Lord starts showing and I start saying, oh, wretched man that I am, that is him drawing nigh to us. That's the start of the work. That's him revealing, this is where you are. That's him drawing nigh to us. So when we know we're in that state, let's be thankful to him for revealing that to us. Lord, thank you for showing me where I am. Thank you for not just leaving me here. That's the first step in him bringing his warmth to his people, his life to his people. And I'm going to go ahead and close. I was going to close with the story on the two on the road to Emmaus. And that's the very thing that God does for his people. They, after the Lord was crucified, two were on the road to Emmaus, and they were so sad. They were talking about the fact that, you know, we thought he was the one who was going to save us. We thought he was going to redeem us, but they hung him on a cross and he died. And the Lord came to them and said, why are you so sad? He came to them where they were. And then he said, oh, fools and slow of heart, shouldn't you believe everything that was written in the Scripture concerning me? And he opened their eyes and they saw him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And that's what I pray God would do for us. Lord, cause us to see, cause us to rejoice. Open our eyes when we're down in the dumps like they were. Draw nigh to us. Lord, you draw nigh to us and we'll draw nigh to you. Well, I pray the Lord will help us with that and make it to be a blessing. You're dismissed.